There are a lot of ways to enjoy yourself in Maine this summer. You can hike, fish, kayak, play golf, or escape from a locked room. Yes, that's right. It may sound weird, but escape rooms, or real-life room escapes, as they're often called, have become increasingly popular around the world, and they have found their way to Maine. Tom Porter tried one out.
The game typically involves a group of people locked in a room working together to solve clues that will enable them to get out.
It's definitely a new thing right now, and it's popping up and people are into it.
Stephen Knight runs the Escape Room, which he recently opened on Congress Street in Portland. From the moment he opened his doors, Knight says he's been fully booked, and people seem hungry for more of these types of puzzles, even though the challenge of escaping the room is beyond most of them.
So far we've sent in 20 groups and four have gotten out.
You may have seen or played room escape games online by clicking on clues and objects, but here's how it works in real life. Groups of up to 10 gamers are shut in the room. The door they're supposed to leave through has a number of padlocks on it. The clues to unlock those padlocks are all contained in the room, and you have 1 hour to find and solve them. I've decided to go it alone, but Knight assures me he'll be standing by just outside with a walkie-talkie to offer one or two clues just in case. It turns out I will need some clues, quite a lot of them.
I don't feel prepared at all, but here goes.
All right, have fun.
Thank you. I have 59 minutes and 51 seconds. I want to go to the toilet.
In the room, there's a table with a typewriter on it, a few books on a shelf, a pair of binoculars, a stopped clock on the wall, a jacket hanging up, a map on the wall, and up a step is a kitchen area with a fridge. Part of the escape room is inaccessible as well, thanks to a locked door. And of course, in the corner of the room is the way out, a door with four padlocks on it. I don't know where to start.
Steve, I'm not doing too well here. I wonder if you could maybe give me a clue.
You want a couple clues?
Yeah, I'm drawing blanks everywhere. I'm trying the padlocks.
Shut down.
I won't divulge any clues out of fairness to anyone who may be thinking of taking the challenge. Suffice to say that there are clues pretty much everywhere, and getting out of the escape room involves map reading, constitutional history, and deciphering 19th century Masonic codes, among other things. It was all too much for me, even with Knight's help over the walkie-talkie. As the stopwatch counts down to zero, I have been able to open only three of the four padlocks on the escape door.
Time up. Well, Steve, I can see why you need up to 10 people to do this. It's very, very challenging.
The other night we stumped a room full of engineers. They did not make it out.
It's strange, people paying money to be locked in a room for an hour, isn't it?
Yes. And they're loving it. Everyone so far has come out and they can't wait till we open our next room because they want to come back and see if they can do it again.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure in there, but it's also so much fun.
Bailey Axelson and Ian Goodney have recently emerged from the escape room. They were part of a group of nine that solved all the clues, opened the padlock door and made it out.
What was fun about it?
It was finding everything and trying to figure out what everything meant and how it all came together.
How long did it take you?
We had 7 minutes to spare,
yeah.
I think. So
53 minutes.
We're 2 minutes over the record.
It's also a challenge for Stephen Knight, who's going to have to think of a completely new set of clues every couple of months if he wants people to come back to the escape room. Another escape room, called Maine Escape Games, is slated to open in South Portland in August. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.